Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. Brethren, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then every man will receive his commendation from God. I have applied all this to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brethren, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What have you that you did not receive? If you then received it, why do you boast as if it were not a gift? Already you are filled, already you have become rich. Without us you have become kings. And would that you did reign, so that we might share the rule with you. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 through 54. The Lord said this parable: The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net which was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into vessels, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Have you understood all this? They said to him, Yes. And he said to them, Therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there, and coming to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue. On this day, the 6th of July, we commemorate Sisuis the Great. This saint, great and renowned among the ascetics of Egypt, lived in the 4th century in Skeet of Nitria. After the death of St. Anthony the Great, he left Skeet to live in St. Anthony's cave. He said of this, "Thus is the cave of a lion, a fox makes his dwelling." When Sisuis was at the end of his long life of labors, as the fathers were gathered about him, his face began to shine, and he said, Behold, Abba Anthony is come. Then behold, the choir of the prophets is come. His face shone yet more bright, and he said, Behold, the choir of the apostles is come. The light of his countenance increased, and he seemed to be talking with someone. The fathers asked him of this. In his humility, he said he was asking the angels for time to repent. Finally, his face became as bright as the sun, so that the fathers were filled with fear. He said, Behold, the Lord is come, and he says, Bring me the vessel of the desert. And as he gave up his soul into the hands of God, there was, as it were, a flash of lightning, and the whole dwelling was filled with a sweet fragrance.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net.
If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.